Oran Ferry McFadden, Donegal through to an All-Ireland semi-final after a right old tussle there with Cork. It really was a game of two halves.
Oh, well, surely. Like, we knew going out there today, like, Cork would be a good side. They're always just good footballers all the time, good defenders, good forwards. You've seen out there today, one forward scored 5-6 points. Like, just goes to show you, like, they're putting in the work too. But we went out there today, and it's a big day, like, big day for the family and the parish, everything. Like, just had to go out there and just imagine it's a game of football just down at your club. Just like the surroundings are massive, and that can throw players off too. But we kept going at them and at them and at them. We got the goals and the points, and sure to God, we got out of there all right.
It's been a trend of this Donegal team all season to start slow, but then to find a bit of traction in the second half. That's exactly what happened today again. Have you put your finger on it, or what did Sean Paul Bard say to you at half time to give you that wee spur that was needed?
I don't know what really happens there now, but we know ourselves. We all think about it. We put in the work, we put in the effort all year round. Like, hard nights, training, everything. So it'll just come. We have the fitness, we have the power, we have everything we need. So that'll always get us through in the end.
Probably lucky in a way just to be 4 points down at half time. But after the break, I think you outscored Cork by 110 or 111 to 3 points. It really was such an impressive second half performance. And going into the next round here at Croke Park and getting that experience under your belt, what did it feel like for yourself to get a run out of Croke Park? I mean, did you enjoy that there? Was it a wee bit quieter, stranger towards the atmosphere that you just wanted to experience in an Ulster final at a packed Clonus?
No, I thought Clonus was better now because Clonus is smaller and it's closer to home, more than you got supporters, everything. But sheer awe of going out into Croke Park is just amazing. Like, I could never describe it. But hopefully now we'll have more of a crowd for the semi-final, hopefully. And it'll be amazing to go out there and play with the lads out there, that experience. So I want to go out there now and go back to training, and so that's it.
And the last four as well now, which will bring, I suppose, another trip to Croke Park and another big day out. And I'm sure from here on in, whatever it comes Donegal's way, you just won't be intimidated or overawed by what will be next in front of you.
I will never be intimidated now. We have the work done, we know ourselves. So we know.
What was the word with Sean Paul there right at the end? What did he tell you to come back in there? Because I'm sure he was on a big high, but enjoy this maybe today, but back down to basics this week?
Oh yeah, surely. And we're back to training now on Tuesday, so we don't celebrate that much, but we're going to go back now training. All the boys want to go back training. That was a prize of today. If we lost today, we weren't going back to training on Tuesday, so all the boys now are buzzing to go back to training. Like, and at the start of it, no one wanted to go training, but everyone wants to go back now, meet the lads again and settle down, and that's it.